GX94, joined this afternoon with Devin Cooper. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So your song, Memories That Made Us, it's playing right here on GX94. So just maybe for the folks unfamiliar, tell us a little bit about your story.
Yeah, absolutely. Country artist based out of Alberta, grew up in a little town called Innisfail, Alberta, and I've been playing my music my whole life. It is started playing guitar when I was 7 years old, fell in love with it, and haven't been able to put it down. I've been traveling across the country for the last few years, touring back and forth to Nashville, writing lots of songs. And in September, my debut record came out. It was called Good Things Deluxe Edition. And now here we are this summer with a brand new single. And we're having tons of fun playing it all across the country. So thanks for adding it. Thanks for spinning it. And happy to be chatting with you.
You bet. Memories That Made Us. It's a good one. Tell us how the song came together.
I was back at my folks' place, actually, and we were looking through all the old family footage and, you know, the VHSs that from the camcorders and things like that when I was growing up. And I pulled out a couple old phones and charged them up. And as I was flipping through, you know, all those old videos and pictures, it was very quick to realize that, you know, those are the memories that made and shaped who I am today. And I sat down with a couple good friends of mine, Andrew Peebles and Drew Shelka, and we all collectively poured our memories from growing up together into this one. And it's very, you know, small town Alberta, Saskatchewan, all those kind of things you do while you're growing up and get to do for the first time.
And you put out a music video for the song, which does seem to feature plenty of those clips of you through the years. What is a clip that was just too embarrassing to actually add into the music video?
Oh man, there are so many clips. I'm fortunate that my parents filmed and recorded a lot of my life while I was growing up. And thankfully, when we were going through this, we didn't find too many embarrassing ones, but I have some footage of when I got a really big black eye. And obviously one of the lines in the song is learn how to throw a punch and take one too. And we didn't have any video footage of that black eye, unfortunately. So that didn't make it in there. But that's one thing that I wish made it in there, actually.
But instead we get you, I don't think, successfully shotgunning a beer.
Yeah, that was not very successful. That was quite a poor attempt. So that might have been the most embarrassing thing that made it into the video.
And from the video, it definitely seems like you're a car guy. You're doing drag racing and all. How quick was that, the old Blazer?
It was pretty fast. It was a 1985 Blazer, but it also had a 1985 tuned-port fuel-injected 350 out of an 85 Corvette in it. So it had quite a little power for a tiny little two-wheel drive Blazer, that's for sure.
Now, you've been busy. You were playing lots of shows at Calgary Stampede this year. And as a guy around Calgary, so if it weren't for the shows, would you be still stampeding it up or would you be running for the hills?
Oh, I don't know. I've stampeded it up pretty hard a few years. And it's always nice to go out and enjoy a night, but it's also good to, if you're not playing and not working, get out of the city. And, you know, everywhere else is pretty quiet at that time because everyone races to the city.
All right, so you're out, you got concerts, performances, you got a song on the radio, but we can't be happy at that. I got to know, what's next?
So much more. We got lots more music coming. We're back in the studio working on a bunch of new tunes. And then next week, we're going to be making a big announcement. Every year, I put on a charity event for the Alzheimer's Society of Calgary, and it's called Ride to Remember. This is going to be our sixth annual event. In the last 5 years, we've raised just over $100,000 for the Alzheimer's Society of Calgary, with last year raising just over $50,000 at the fifth annual event. This year, our goal is going to be to raise $60,000 at the event. And I can't share too many details yet, but I can give a save the date. It's going to be happening Sunday, September 21st in Calgary, Alberta, which is also World Alzheimer Day. There's going to be donation links if you're not able to make it to the event. You're able to donate online and help contribute to the cause and help us raise as much money as we can for the Alzheimer's Society of Calgary and raise awareness for those who are living with Alzheimer's and family members who have Alzheimer's.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us, Devin. Check out devincoopermusic.com. That's the place to go to stay up to date on everything, I'd imagine. Is there anything else?
That's about all for today, other than thank you so much for adding Memories That Made Us, and it was great to chat with you.